So I had just gotten a new job with a company called iMatic. My new job at iMatic was supposed to start on the first Monday in September, second Monday in September in 2001. This would have been September 11 of 2001. And the offices of iMatic were out in Inglewood, California, in a building that was maybe about 10 stories high, a mile or 2 miles from the airport. Anyway, so I was ready to start my new job, and I remember my clock radio was set on some rock and roll station. Maybe it was K-Rock. It went off on the morning of September 11th. And I remember hearing the DJ talking about how one of the World Trade Center buildings in New York was on fire. And because they had these DJs who would always do these prank things, I thought it was a big joke. I thought they were kidding about the World Trade Center being on fire. And so I kind of hit the snooze button and turned back over and went back to sleep. And then the alarm went off another 10 or so minutes later. And they were still talking about the World Trade Center being on fire. And I thought, that's very odd. I don't really understand that. So I got up, I turned the clock radio off, and I went out and I turned on the television. And all over every single channel were pictures of the World Trade Center on fire. And I ran back into the bedroom to wake up your mom. And I shook her awake and I told her what was happening. And she looked at me like I was crazy for a second, like she didn't believe me. And I went back in, and I remember going back in and watching the coverage for a while. And as we were watching the coverage, all of a sudden you saw a second plane on the live TV picture fly right into the second World Trade Center. And it was fantastical. Like, you couldn't believe this kind of thing was happening right in front of your eyes. Because the thought was, when the first one was on fire and people were saying a plane hit it, the thought was some kind of horrible accident, some kind of terrible mistake that happened. How that couldn't be any other explanation. And then when the second one happened, then the realization hit that somebody, this was an intentional act by somebody that was evil and horrible that would conceive of doing something like this. And finally, I thought to myself, well, I guess I have to go to my new job, which is starting today. So I went out and I got on my motorcycle, and I drove from where we live all the way out to Inglewood, where my new job was. And I got up to the building, and the building was completely closed, completely shut down. The security guards were there, and I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And they said, we don't know, but we can't let you in. And this was a new job. I didn't have anybody's phone number except for the business's phone number, iMatic's phone number. I didn't have phone numbers for my boss or anything like this. And this was back in the day when people had cell phones, but you didn't get your email on your cell phones. So I kept trying to call the company, and I got nothing. And I couldn't reach anybody, and I didn't know what to do. So I just essentially stood there outside the building in Inglewood for the better part of an hour, not knowing what to do. Apparently they had shut the building down. They'd shut all the buildings down anywhere near the airport because they were afraid that somebody would go up on the roof with a missile or something and try to take a plane down, or somebody else would try to divert a plane and crash it into any of the buildings around the airport. So finally I got on my motorcycle and I went back home, watched more coverage of this, checked my email, finally got an email from my boss that said, guess what? We're going to be closed for today. The building is shut down. But it was, I have to say, probably the oddest way, the strangest way, most terrifying way to start a new job. I hope you don't have to go anything like that when you start your job.